Good morning. Welcome to Ephesus Baptist Church. This is God's house. This is the house that He's provided for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
As I hope you recall, if you have been in attendance the last couple of Sundays, that two Sundays ago we talked about our commitment to God and our call from God. And then last Sunday we talked about Satan's constant attempts to erect barriers to prevent us from committing to God and following His call for our lives. And today we want to discuss the attributes we need to be successful in following God's call and His will in our life. And our example is going to be Joshua. And if you'll turn with me to our text for today, which is Joshua chapter 1. If you'll follow along as I read Joshua 1 through 18. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. The Lord your God has given you rest and has granted you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all your fighting men, fully armed, must cross over ahead of your brothers. You are to help your brothers until the Lord gives them rest, as He has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as He was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your words, Whatever you may command them will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. May God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of his word. At this time in his life, Joshua is certainly in an unenviable position. Can you imagine attempting to fill the shoes of Moses? Can you imagine being asked to replace a man who could talk to God through a burning bush? A man who could lay his rod upon the ground and it would turn into a serpent and bend over to pick it up and it would turn back into a rod again? Can you imagine trying to follow a man who could raise his rod and divide the Red Sea? A man who could produce water from a rock when the people were dying of thirst? Well, such is Joshua's fate in life at this time. Not only that, but Joshua finds himself leading a nation of people known for murmuring, complaining, backsliding, and wishing they were back in Egypt where they were held in slavery. So God looks at Joshua and says, there are a lot more goals to be accomplished by my people. My servant Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt through many precarious situations. However, the land of promise is still to be taken by them and claimed, and the inhabitants of the land have to be driven out of the land in order that they may take possession of it. And Joshua, you are the man to accomplish this. How in this world could Joshua accomplish the task that God wanted him to do? What skills and or attributes did he need in order to complete this awesome assignment? Well, you know, the answer is he needs, and coincidentally, he already possesses the same characteristics as Moses. Therefore, the power to accomplish these tasks and to be a leader such as Moses is already possessed by Joshua. He has been ordained by God to successfully complete the task that God has placed before him. God will give Joshua the tools necessary to fulfill his calling. And in our text, God instructs Joshua four times to be strong and courageous. What a simple instruction. It would seem to be so easily accomplished. But the question for Joshua is, how can I be strong? How can I be courageous in face of the task that God wants me to do? You know, Adrian Rogers tells of a man who bragged that he had cut the tail off of a man-eating lion with a pocket knife. And when he was asked why he didn't cut off the head of the lion, he said somebody else had already done that. It's easy sometimes to be brave. It's easy to sometimes to have courage, although false. But Joshua needed true bravery. Joshua needed true courage. And God instructed Joshua not only to be strong and courageous, but he told him how to be so. To live the life that God wanted him to live, and to live the life that God wants us to live in our society today, we also need to have strength and courage like Joshua possessed. Yet sometimes, you know, it's difficult to be strong and courageous. I think of a story I read of a little boy who was, during a thunderstorm, being put to bed by his mom. And He kind of looked at her, up at her, and in a trembling voice said, "Mom, will you sleep with me tonight?" And she gave him a reassuring hug and said, "Son, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I have to sleep with your daddy." And after a silence, this little trembling voice said, "The big sissy." So sometimes it's difficult to be strong and courageous. But let us review how Joshua could be strong and courageous and how we can be as well. First of all, we must stand or claim the promises of God. In verse 3 of our text, we read, "I will give you," and this is God talking to Joshua, "I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses." What an awesome promise this was from our Lord. Although God's servant Moses is deceased, God's plans and promises are the same. The God of Moses is the God of Joshua. The God of Joshua is our God. He makes promises and he keeps his promises. If Joshua is to be strong and courageous, he must stand upon those promises. He must accomplish what God wants us to do and instructs us to do. And in order to do that, he must stand on God's promises. The problem is, so many of God's people are sitting on God's premises and not standing on his promises. The second way to be strong and courageous is we need to sense God's presence. In verse 5b, we read, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." How can Joshua lead with such confidence? How can he be the man to accomplish the task that God has set before him? How can he be successful in the battles that lie ahead? He can do so because God, who was with Moses, is with him. God says, "I will not forsake you, Joshua. I will not leave you, Joshua." And God's word tells us that he will not leave us nor forsake us. Every place upon which the sole of Joshua's foot touched was to become the possession or the land of the Israelites. Every step that Joshua took, God was with him. And today, if we are children of God, then those promises apply to us. God will be with us. God will never leave us. God will not forsake us. God is not only with us, God is in us if we are children of his. Third, in order to be strong and courageous, we must stay the path God has set for his people. We must follow the path that God has set for us. In verse 7, we read, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." If Joshua is to be strong and courageous, in order to be successful, he must stay the path. He must not turn. He must not compromise. He must not become distracted. He must not be detoured from the path that God has set for him. Joshua must stay that path because faithfulness is the key to being a good servant, to being a good child of God. We just finished up the World Series. I'm not really a big baseball fan, but I read about the manager, Ralph Houk, who used to manage the New York Yankees, back in a time when their schedule was even more hectic, believe it or not, than it is today. They played two games on many, many days during the season. And occasionally a player would become tired of the grind, and he would go to manager Houk and ask permission to miss playing a game. And Houk would say, "I understand how you feel. I know that you are tired." He'd say, "Sure, take the day off, but how about doing me a favor? You are a starter in the lineup. How about just starting the game and playing one inning and then just skip the rest of the game?" And more often than not, the player would say yes, that he would do that. But almost invariably, he became involved in the spirit of the game and played till the end. And I know sometimes I grow tired and you grow tired of the grind. We feel like giving up and giving in and quitting, but we must stay the path until the end. God blesses the faithful. God is faithful. There has not been a promise made in God's word from Genesis through Revelation that he has not kept, that he has not been faithful to fulfill. And God blesses the faithful. Compromise causes chaos, and distractions often lead to destruction. Faithfulness leads to fulfillment. Are we being faithful? Or is it possible that we have strayed from the path which God has called us to follow? Fourth, in order to be strong and courageous, we must begin the process of obeying God's instructions. This sounds like it's very simplistic. That yes, if we're going to do what God wants us to do, if we're going to be faithful, if we're going to claim the promises, if we're going to stay the path, then we have to obey God. But listen to what his word said in verses 10 and 11. "So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, 'Go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land your Lord has given to you for your own.'" Think about it. God's instructions would have been of no avail if Joshua had not begun to implement God's plan. Joshua could have agreed with God all he wanted to. "Oh, yes, Lord, you're right. Yes, Lord, we need to do this. Yes, Lord, I need to lead these people in accordance with your will." But if he never does it, then God's will is thwarted by Joshua. And how many of us agree with what I say up here on Sunday, what our Sunday school teacher says in Sunday school, what our leader says in Bible study, and we agree and nod affirmatively, but we never begin obeying what we say we believe? In this verse, Joshua begins the process necessary. The transfer of leadership has already occurred. Moses is dead. Joshua believes God, and through his actions demonstrates his belief. He just didn't nod and say, "Yes, Lord," and tell the people, "Well, God has told us we got to do this and told me we got to do that, and I believe what God tells us." By his actions, he showed the Israelites that he trusted God and began to obey. He begins this journey of courage. And it's not enough to simply know God's word. All of us here know God's word. It's not enough just to sense his presence. I think all of us at some point in our lives have sensed the presence of God. But we must put into actions the instructions that he has given us. And Joshua now begins that process. He takes action. He begins to move forward. But what about me and you? We've heard God's word, as I said. We've sensed his leading and his presence with us. Nevertheless, many are still just waiting. Many are sitting on God's premises and not standing on his promises, as I said. Well, let me ask you, for what are we waiting? It is time now. It is time to take action. There's ground to cover, battles to be won, and jobs to be completed. So let us be strong and courageous and follow God's will for our lives. And part of God's will for each and every one of us is that we accept him as our Lord and Savior, that we have faith in the promises he made, and not just lip service faith, but true action faith, that we leap out or step out believing what his word says. So if you have not begun that process of obeying him by accepting him as Lord and Savior, we invite you to do that this morning. We invite you to come and say, yes, I want to be strong. I want to be courageous, Lord. And I know in order to do that, I have to follow the will you have for my life. And I know that part of that will is to accept you as Lord and Savior.